So my name is Kit Huffer. I'm a paramedic firefighter out in the mountains west of Calgary, and I'm a volunteer on one of Canada's five heavy urban search and rescue task forces. And this is my companion, my colleague, and my shadow. Her name is Bailey. She's a four-year-old female tricolor border collie, and her job is live scent. So we send her into the down structures from the big apocalyptic events like earthquakes and tornadoes. And her job is to tell us if there's anybody we need to rescue. We're a full disaster rescue team.
So just describe for our listeners the equipment that she's wearing.
Right. She has a full body protective harness. It's Kevlar and Cordura. And that's because the environment we send her into, we can have rebar and exposed steel and things like that. On top of that, she has a camera. That is a wireless camera, 5.0 gigahertz wireless camera.
You can sort of see the antenna sticking up there.
Yeah, exactly. A flat, very low profile. We don't want her getting caught. But when she goes into a building, I have a wrist monitor, wrist TV screen, if you will, and I can see what she sees. So I can see the victims, our engineers can see the state of the building, our medical staff can see the extent of the injuries.
So she's really your eyes and ears.
She is exactly that, yeah. And yeah, exactly that. She's a drone, if you like, a canine drone.
But a very precious one.
Absolutely. She's with me 24/7. When I'm not on task force, she's at work with me in the fire department or wherever I go. She travels in the cabin of the plane with me.
So just describe some of the action that you've seen together, some of the places in which you feel that you've really made a difference.
The two interesting ones to talk about were we had essentially Canada's second largest natural disaster was the Southern Alberta floods in the end of 2013. And we used her to clear some of the houses that were flood damaged. People often say, how many people has she actually found? In her case, none. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's as good as finding, because if we can triage out a building, know that we don't need to waste rescue resources on that building, it means that those rescue resources are available for somebody who does need them. Second occasion was just outside Calgary. We had a natural gas explosion in 2015, took out a whole bunch of houses. Seven of those houses were too dangerous for us to put rescue or search personnel in, so she went and cleared those seven houses for us.
She's a very effective tool, a very effective presence when it comes to saving lives in disasters.
She is. A lot of work goes into it, but she's absolutely a force multiplier. What she can do in a building and the coverage that dogs like her can have in a building, it takes hours off a proper technical search.
And how do you describe your relationship? I mean, you know, you must be kind of inseparable, both in the workplace and at home.
My 15-year-old daughter would describe her as my demon, as in Golden Compass, I think the series of books was. We're inseparable. Sometimes to my wife and daughter's
chagrin.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word, chagrin, yes.
And what kind of a reception have you had here at the conference? I understand she's become something of a local celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased, and I would say, well, look at her. How can she not be? She's got a social media following, and people from Geneva with the UN have actually knew about Bailey before even arriving, some of your colleagues. They've come and certainly said hello to her. And just the reception, when you walk through the main areas with the delegates, you can see we've had a huge reception, positive response. To Bailey, and that's good for us because we want to promote our capability in Canada with the Hussar teams.
She's a powerful symbol of the whole principle of working together.
She is, absolutely, exactly that. And we work together across Canada, and we work together across nations, and certainly Bailey and I work together.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
So that's Bailey in her own words.
Good girl, Bailey, good girl.
So from the UN Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction in Montreal, this is Matthew Wells, signing off now with Bailey.